A fight for Ukraine's capital. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Gunfire and explosions heard in Kyiv as Russian troops hope to accomplish what the Pentagon says is Russian President Vladimir Putin's goal of overthrowing Ukraine's government.
Russian forces are inside the city limits, according to Ukrainian officials, and they are currently battling troops in the streets. We can hear the small arms fire in the distance. We've also heard a number of explosions tonight. It's hard to differentiate between the anti-aircraft explosions and the explosions that are coming from Russian bombings. Either way, the civilians in this city of nearly 3 million people are taking no chances. Many are underground at this moment.
Fox's Trey Yinks in Kyiv. NATO has sent its response force to protect NATO allies in the east. A new round of financial penalties launched against Russia's president and top Russian officials.
The Biden administration is moving to freeze assets of Russian President Vladimir Putin and his foreign minister Sergey Lavrov, following the same moves by the European Union and United Kingdom.
This sends a clear message about the strength of the opposition to the actions by President Putin and the direction in his leadership of the Russian military.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki did not detail the full impact of sanctioning Russia's president.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. The administration has warned of further sanctions, including locking Russia out of the SWIFT system used for global financial transactions. The CDC now saying with COVID cases going down in much of the country, many people don't need masks indoors, but Director Rochelle Walensky says,
please remember that there are people who remain at higher risk for COVID-19 and who may need additional protection. Those who are immunocompromised or have underlying health conditions, those who have disabilities, or those who live with people who are at risk.
Masks are still required on public transportation. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
News. A top national police research group calling on the Justice Department to study how police use less lethal weapons.
The Police Executive Research Forum wants the Department of Justice to study how police use less lethal weapons like tear gas, pepper spray, and rubber and beanbag rounds, and to offer guidance to law enforcement agencies across the country, saying that officers are often left with little information beyond the manufacturer's guidelines. The group, with input from police chiefs, also offering dozens of suggestions about how to handle demonstrations, civil disturbances, and the violence we saw across the country in 2020. That includes improving training and communication and avoiding mass arrests. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A steady snow that started before dawn in the Northeast could bring up to a foot of accumulation in some parts of New England, while other parts of the Northeast are dealing with sleet and ice. Hundreds of flights have been canceled or delayed. Wireless companies are helping people stay in touch during the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
T-Mobile waiving long-distance international charges, such as roaming charges for calls and SMS made to and from the U.S. and Ukraine. This is available to T-Mobile and Sprint customers through March 3rd. Vodafone, one of the largest carriers in Europe, is offering free roaming for any of its customers who remain in Ukraine starting Friday and over the next 5 days. Calls and text messages for Vodafone customers trying to get in touch with friends and relatives in Ukraine will be free. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The European Broadcasting Union says Russia will not be allowed to enter into this year's Eurovision Song Contest. In a statement, the organization said, given the unprecedented crisis in Ukraine, the inclusion of a Russian entry would bring the competition into disrepute. I'm Lee Silasara, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.